We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Mike and the Mad Dog, an hour at the Super Bowl.
I've heard that before.
Yes, you have. 27, 28 years at this event. How the hell are you?
I figured you needed some help, so I had to come over and bail you out. Figured you were dying by now. One more time before I leave. You know, it's my last Super Bowl, so I had to come here and do this one more time.
We have to talk about this. Absolutely. I want to talk about your retirement.
Well, hey, you talk more about my retirement than I do.
I do.
My producer sends me the tweets. Here's Dog talking about, Mike's not doing this, Mike's doing this, Mike's doing this.
They always ask me.
I pick up the newspaper. Dog says Mike's doing this, Mike's doing this, Mike's doing this.
You've given me a cottage industry. All right, let's do this right out of the gate.
Go ahead. You're going to interview me now.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
I know retirement.
Go ahead.
Let's get it out of the way.
It's not retirement.
I know that.
Okay.
I don't think you are. I think the FAN thing will end in December. I think maybe they think there's still a little window.
No.
I think Mike will not go through this and
then
come
back. First of all, as you know, things are
evolving at the channel?
No,
the
they've already changed.
Well, I know that. The ownership.
Intercom has, is now
really?
Involved, okay? And I don't know Intercom from.
Well, but they came back and offered you $20 million.
No. First of all, I'm not negotiating. I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to negotiate with them. You know, Joel's involved with them, you know.
Oh, Hollander?
Yeah, he's on a board of Intercom.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that makes it even more possible that you could come back.
No. This is
so
not
December 15th is it?
My last show, December 15th, is my last show. It's
no
30
question.
Years.
No question about it.
No, I held, listen.
Giants 14-0, you don't stick around?
I don't care what's going on. You know what? Nothing is keeping me. It's 30 years. Fans 30 years old. We started in 87.
That's correct.
It's
okay.
30 years. 87. And on December 15th,
that will
this
be
Sunday will be my last NFL show
I
ever.
I did know that. You're not going to do next year because you don't want to have to
this
go back.
This is my last Super Bowl ever, so I had to come do an hour with you before. Because you and I... You know, and they always say, "Oh, you guys started Radio Row." We didn't start Radio Row, but we were here before there was a Radio Row.
That's exactly. There are other hosts here. Eddie Edelman came
a couple of times. There was a guy behind us from New Orleans WWL or whatever that was.
Buddy.
Remember the guy come for
name?
An hour?
Yeah,
remember
buddy,
poor guy?
I
really think he wasn't on the radio though. I didn't really think he was on the radio.
Howard Eskin may have been in a Super Bowl too.
Maybe, but who cares?
But Edelman was.
Yeah, Edelman came a couple times, but really, when we used to go,
there was nobody there.
We went 89. We were there by ourselves. We went 90 to Tampa. And nobody else was there. So by the time we got to L.A.
93 was the
there
first
started
time.
To be, and then 1 year, because you'd remember this more than us, Joe Brown called us and said, "We want you guys to be in a certain place. Remember, we want you guys to be with these other radio stations." You might remember what year that is.
93, Pasadena.
Okay, yeah, it was L.A. It was Pasadena. You're right. It was Dallas, Buffalo. So you're right. That was when the first time. And then after that, it was every year. But let me get back to this. 7/15. Last show. So, no, I'm not retiring. I have other ideas. I have talked to some other people. I am talking about other things. I have some plans.
Will you be any?
Do I always have plans?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
He's a maneuverer. He knows what's going on. Here's a question for you.
I am not. My FAN career is ending on December 15th.
January,
that I totally promise.
January 3rd, 2018. Will you be working somewhere?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely.
So January 3rd, 2018, you will be on the air in some capacity.
You will hear my voice. How's that? I'm not promising it'll be conventional. It might be a little something new.
Has this been signed?
No.
But this is in the works?
I would say that I'm talking to about six or eight
different people. Well, how about that? So there's only going to be a two-week gap.
I'll be on in January.
And it won't be FAN.
Somewhere.
And it won't be FAN.
No, it will not be FAN, no.
Has
might not be conventional radio.
Has FAN been good to you in this process?
Very good to me. I had a couple issues with FAN a couple of years ago with the company, a couple of years ago, which were well documented, which I was not happy with. I didn't like the way they handled my last simulcast situation, which everyone knows with Fox, which I can't talk about because I signed an agreement with Fox. I can't. So they, you know, basically I agreed not to disparage
them. So I can't get anything out of you.
Okay. No, because I actually would be voiding a contract. So
I lay low with that.
So, but I wasn't happy with some things that went on there. So that was not Fox related. That was CBS related. So that started some issues. But since I've made this clear, the last year they've been great.
They've been fine.
We've done a lot of things. Like I agreed to do this year, which I had not done before. The guy's changing your headset in mid. I mean, what?
I guess so. A little smoother.
This out yet? You know what I mean? I mean,
he's good too. That Mortman.
Yeah. What's his name?
Doug Mortman. He's good.
Actually, know his name.
I know most of these guys. No, hold on now.
So honestly, it's been very good. We have a lot of things planned this year. A couple things I can't say yet for the fall, which I will get into.
Museum of Broadcasting, right?
That's the 14th.
That
has
been announced.
The 14th, 15th has been announced. 14th is going to be the last show with
guests. We got a bar A one.
Bar A.
Do we have a?
With three bands. I'll get into those later, but three.
Francesca Con
is next month. That's already done. March 4th. That's Francesca Con sold out already, luckily. So that's done. Bar A's, of course. There's going to be a couple other things which I can't talk about yet, but the 14th of December will be Museum of Broadcasting. That'll be the last show with guests. Last day is just me and the callers. No guests. No, nothing.
On the 15th, five hours straight calls.
And then I'm getting out, getting in the car, going.
You've been part of that before, because when I left, you had to deal with that for 5 hours, too.
Even Tony. Right. That was a great show. That was a good show.
That was one of the classic shows.
I went against their wishes. They really gave me a hard time. I did that against their wishes. They didn't want you on.
Oh, I know. They didn't want me on.
And I said, that's not happening.
You were good there.
I put my foot down. Yes.
You were good.
So, but.
Now, did you have. Did you not want to be my last show. Did you not want to come to the Super Bowl? You haven't been to the last couple.
No, I agreed to come this year. You see, this year I've been much more. You know me when I don't want to do something.
Oh,
so yeah, so like
you're not convincing Mike.
No, so last couple of years
funny,
I got very tired of this. Okay, and I never see Dog would do a remote in a supermarket. Okay,
I love it.
Dog will do a remote anywhere. He would. I'm telling you, gas station, supermarket, you name it, it doesn't matter. As long as it's outside the studio, he's happy.
That's why
he'll go to spring training. He doesn't care if he talks to anybody. He doesn't care if anybody's there.
Right.
We went to spring training once, folks. It was 20 degrees
in Cleveland,
in Winter Haven. The Indians went home. It was so cold, and we were there for 5 hours.
You mean
freezing?
Eric Wedge,
freezing.
Eric Wedge.
We didn't have a guest. Remember how cold it was?
I have a Melusis.
He would do a remote anywhere. And one of our big fights once was about me not wanting to do it in Indiana.
Well, that was a big
and
fight.
They canceled the plane, and I got a big break. So I said, "All right, I'll go to Indiana." We get there 8 o'clock. They cancel the plane. Next plane's out there 11. See ya. I'm gone. Dog didn't talk to me for a month.
What do you remember that first Super Bowl that we covered? 55-10.
Okay. I'll tell you what I remember.
Go ahead.
I had Mike Holmgren on with me yesterday.
Oh, that's a good spot.
Remember Mike Holmgren that day?
We almost took a jet shot.
But he came to us.
Did the one-on-one interview. Yeah.
But he also took us upstairs and showed us the board and said, every play will work against
Denver. No, that was Madden.
Yeah, but Mike Holmgren was there, too.
Oh, Holmgren was in that
and
room, too.
And Madden were both there.
Madden had the whole thing, had the whole play.
Mike Holmgren both said, every play will work, and they beat him 55-10.
That's a famous scenario.
Absolutely.
Because we had Summerall on.
We used
with
to
Madden.
Have. Here's how different it was, folks. And I was telling this someone. 1989, New Orleans. On Friday, we would have Madden and Summerall together with us.
That one
we would
especially.
Have George Young.
Oh, he was specific.
Sitting with Friday us.
505.
Right. We would have assistant coaches. We would have head coaches like Bill Dutt came on the show the year of Bills. He always came.
Well, you got it.
But the point is, we could get head coaches. We would have assistant coaches sitting with us. We would have George Young. We would have Madden. Madden came every year.
He was always good to us.
How about the time we had Stram
and Al Michaels who came together, and I was someing to Stram. He didn't know who I was. He got the name mixed up. You remember that all the time? He had the chart.
Now Vermeil has that.
Yeah, and so does Gil Brandt. They got these checklists.
Yeah, they love it. And the Pats won the checklist. So
that was the that
dog
was the,
loves the checklist. That anything was the, with a checklist.
That was the Giants in the. That was the Giants in the and the, ba-
the
and
best.
The, Bills.
The best is, we go to, and this is a true story. Every bit of this is true. Dog and I go to San Francisco for the Giants. It's the Gulf War. We go to San Francisco for the Niners and the Giants championship game. We're sitting in the press box at Candlestick. Sitting next to us are Wellington Mara and George Young. The Giants come back, win the game. They're hugging each other,
15-13, make a field goal.
Right here, oh, hugging
they,
each
absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely.
We get on the plane and fly all night because there's no time off. We go
No week off through, because of the Gulf War.
We fly all night through Cleveland.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if any of you have ever flown. Has any of you serious people ever flown with Dog?
Yes, Bill.
Bill, right you've flown with him. You, has he ever had an attack when he's on the plane with you?
No.
Okay, okay. Dog can be a little claustrophobic.
Oh, very much so, yes.
So we are on a full plane. We are in first class. We are in the middle of the night. Dog gets up and goes, I'm out of here. He's going to the back of the plane with a blanket, and he lies in the aisle on a full plane in the back. The stewardess comes up and goes, he can't sit there. I said, listen, if he doesn't come sit there, if you don't leave him alone, he's going to put a hole in the wall here in the plane. And we got about 3,000 miles to go. So he goes and lies and sleeps on the floor. He's in first class. He goes to the back of the plane, to the last row, and lies in the aisle while people are in their seats with a blanket in the middle of the night.
Stopped in Cleveland, went to Tampa, and we did talk shows all day.
We flew all night.
We had some incredible...
We had the worst show
that day
got yelled at. Remember? Because we were asleep. We had flown all night, and we did a goofy show, and they got all mad at us for doing a goofy show on that Monday.
We did, though, when you think about the Super Bowls that we covered, we did with the Minnesota in the cold weather.
Yeah.
We went to Pebble Beach before Pasadena, which was fun.
They have no idea the things we did. Dog and I went to Vancouver for the Ranger Game 6 in 94.
And then down in Houston.
Slept all night in the airport waiting for the plane. And then we get to Houston for Game 6 on Sunday. Houston. And this clown, we haven't been home in a week. What is he doing? Rooting against the Knicks
game
so he
six.
Can stay for Game 7 for three more days in Houston.
And Oakley made a bad pass, and if Oakley made that terrible pass.
He was sitting next to Vander Holyfield.
That's right, Vander Holyfield upstairs.
So we have to stay three more days in
Houston.
We
had some ball. We had some fun.
And then we walk in, and it's 100 degrees in Houston. We finally get to the game day. We get to game day. Dog and I walk in the afternoon. Who we walk into? Kenny Smith. And you start making fun of Kenny Smith because he hasn't made a shot
in
six
terrible,
games.
Terrible.
Kenny, you can't make a shot.
Then he
you
makes
stink.
The first
and
three
he
of the game.
And he says to Dog, he goes, I'm going to make shots tonight. He buries the Knicks. He makes like
killed
six
them.
Shots that night.
Knicks play bad.
Right
well,
that was
the Starks 2-for-18 night.
Don't you wish they won game six
yeah,
now? Don't you wish you didn't root against them in game six
that was their
night?
Championship. And we had Tomjanovich on
and
after the game.
And he loved Riley.
Did you remember we had Tomjanovich on after the game from the
I
court?
Remember.
You remember that?
I remember.
And Checkets and everything else.
And Riley. Dog idolized
oh,
Pat
I love
Riley.
That. I
Dog idolized Pat Riley to the point where
I
bought him Pat Riley's suit.
Yes, he did.
And had it cut down. One of Riley's Armani suit that he auctioned off. Remember that suit?
That was the juvenile diabetes dinner when Mary Tyler Moore was there.
Who came over and said she was a huge Mike. I told that story in the air last week.
I did the same thing.
That Mary Tyler Moore
Mike
came over
and
said,
dog. I'm a I huge, couldn't believe it.
I said, you're Mary Tyler Moore. She said, I'm a huge Mike and a Mad Dog
I was shot in 92.
Remember and that? Her husband made her listen to the show every day.
I don't remember him. He was there too?
But she said he made her, when they drove to the weekend house, he made her listen to the show and she fell in love with the show.
That's when I didn't know about the
she
doctor.
She listened to it all the time. He married that doctor.
The younger. I was into that last week. I did a lot on that. Brand I was completely
I told that story to him. Mary Tyler Moore came up to us at a charity dinner and she's coming up to the table saying, I'm your biggest fan. We're like, you got me.
I couldn't. We're 92. That's when I got the Riley suit in 92.
That's all true.
We had some.
Now, Pat Riley wouldn't talk to us after he went to Greece.
But he did a bad job. He faxed his resignation. What are you talking about?
Still won't talk to us.
I can't get him on.
You know, I told you this. I don't know if I ever told you so.
Well, the Ewing. Did you get him on for Ewing?
No, yes. He went on for Ewing, but I went out. I took Roe to California. We were staying at the Lowe's Santa Monica. So Roe comes upstairs. And she had been out doing her morning walk on the beach. She goes, Pat Riley's at the pool. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, do you think I recognize if it's Pat Riley or not? He's at the pool. So I walk downstairs. And who's sitting at the pool in his shorts? Pat Riley. So I sit down and I said, Pat, let's talk about this whole thing. This is like 4 years later. And he goes through it with me for 2 hours.
He was
and
it
says,
bothered him.
I'm still mad, and I'm never making up, and I've never spoke to him again.
Really?
He wouldn't up. He goes, I was so good to you two.
He was.
Half hour before game seven, I went on.
He's right.
He did every interview with us. You owed me better. And I said, you faxed in your you're quitting faxed it in.
That was a tough
He said
shit.
You owed me loyalty.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong on some point. He is not wrong.
And you know what? He's probably right.
Yeah,
and
on some point. We killed him.
And
we
it bothered him so much to this day that he will not do an interview with
Can't
us to
get,
this day.
I think he's a little better now, but
not
he
much.
Was tough. He
not
was
much.
Tough.
Not much.
What was our favorite Super Bowl to cover?
What mine, was the, mine. Oh, no question.
The Giants?
Giants-Bills. Because, first of all, it was a great game, and your prediction didn't hurt. Okay.
Oh, 49-13?
49-13. Yeah, 49-13. You know, so, Dog gets on Friday, and you got to give him credit, okay?
Bunch of Giants fans.
We are in a hotel that we have so many fans in front of us that they had a band on the level where we were, and the place held like about 1,000 people. It was like 3,000 in there on Friday. They paid the band off not to work.
I remember that.
So they could hear
sure
the show.
Do. Yeah.
So then they get to the prediction segment, okay? And Dog's got to stick to it, right? In front of 3,000 rabid Giant fans, he picks Bills 49-13.
I was in love with them.
40, they can't win. 51 against the Raiders. Oh. So I picked the Giants to win, of course. You know. Like,
well, you were tight with Earhart. You knew what they were going to do with Earhart and Parcells.
That night, next morning, Saturday morning, I go over to the hotel. And I'm sitting in there with Bill and Earhart, and he goes, "What did your wacky partner pick?" I go, "Wait until you hear." And Earhart goes, "Wait until you hear this." He knew already, Earhart. "Wait until you hear this. What did your wacky partner pick?" I go, "You don't want to know." He goes, "I want to know." I said, "He picked you to lose." I go, "What was the score?" I said, 49-13. He goes, 49-13? I'd kill myself by the time they got to 30.
Yeah, I remember that. I was so... You know why I love Buffalo so much? We saw them at
51
the...
51 against the Raiders. We were watching on TV.
We were in...
We were in a stadium.
The Candlestick.
Watching
when they played
TV.
The Giants. And I fell in love with their offense.
Their offense was great.
Oh, my God. I fell in love with...
You were in love with Marv Levy then, yeah, too. You were.
Did you see the Bills thing? They got me with Levy. Did you see that?
Remember
the Buffalo Bills thing? I used to love Marv Levy. I asked Marv Levy question after question. He didn't know who he was.
Here's the thing. Dog had a thing where we would go to these press conferences.
Oh, I couldn't wait to ask the question.
And he has to ask a question. Now, I never would get up and ask.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!